Well, every week we always like to have someone on from the official opposition caucus of the NDP joining us on the hot seat, and our guest this week is a bit of a regular we have here, Sarah Hoffman. She is the education critic for the NDP caucus and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenora, I guess. First of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here, Kyle.
All right, so I guess the main topic we wanted to talk about today is in-school transmissions of COVID-19. We've seen a few cases, particularly in some of the bigger centers of schools having to do a lot more online stuff with COVID cases going up and being transmitted in the schools. Hasn't quite happened up in our neck of the woods yet, although some of the numbers of cases are starting to go up a little bit here, so it could maybe happen at some point. What do you think is sort of the biggest kind of root cause here of these in-school transmissions we're seeing lately?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest issue is that there's too many kids in too tight of classrooms. If you have one case pop up in your class, that means every student and the teachers they have been around all have to isolate. And with large class sizes, that means that there's more people being forced to isolate or being put at risk of getting COVID and bringing it home to their families or their friends and into the broader community. So it really is frustrating to me that the government hasn't done anything over the last three waves of the pandemic to actually increase supports in schools so that there's less close contact.
And we've also seen over the last couple of years some support staff in schools. That's a lot of those people kind of been laid off there. Do you think that's also kind of played a role with less staff in these schools to sort of keep track of all of this?
Definitely. Last year, the government decided to lay off 20,000 education workers during the pandemic, and they definitely haven't all been hired back. There's at least 2,000 fewer teachers and educational assistants than there were last year, according to the government's own budget documents. So when you have fewer people who are there to help keep things safe and to keep the students spread apart or to be in smaller class sizes, it definitely has an impact on the number of people who are impacted when COVID is in the school.
Now, in terms of, obviously, as you mentioned, try to keep a limit on sort of the spread and whatnot, what kind of safety measures can a lot of these schools really do right now to help with stopping the spread here?
So we've seen just in the last sort of week and a half, schools, junior, senior high schools in Edmonton Public and Catholic, Calgary Public and Catholic, Fort McMurray Public and Catholic, and some schools in Short Park as well have been forced to close. And the biggest pressure that they cited when they talked about why they were sending, it's about 160,000 students home to learn from home again, was that they just didn't have enough staff. Once a teacher is exposed and needs to isolate for 2 weeks and could potentially be sick themselves, it really is difficult to find enough support staff or find enough substitute teachers to come in and really take that pressure off. So one of the big proposals that we released this week is that there's about 2,000 teachers set to graduate here right away. And many of them would be very willing to step up and be either substitutes or if classes were split to be able to support learning in schools and to be hired right away to help take some of the pressure and to keep schools open and open safely. Parents want kids in school. Teachers want to be in school. I want everyone to be in school. We want schools open, but it needs to be done in a way that they can stay open and be safe. So really, the province could step up. It would cost $30 million to hire all of those graduates for the remainder of the school year, and we think that that's a worthwhile investment.
And we've seen with the vaccinations going on throughout the province, a lot of the priority has been on frontline workers and the senior population. But I've heard from some friends of mine who work in the education field about trying to get vaccinations for teachers specifically. Again, just to sort of help with that with all that going on. What are I guess kind of your thoughts on getting more teachers vaccinated as well?
I totally get it, and I hope that everyone who was born in 1981 or later. Or earlier, I guess, 81 or 80, 79, and so forth. I hope that they are all accessing the vaccines that are available to all of us now. But in terms of the priority list, I'm not an infectious disease expert or the folks in public health who work on this data to develop the list, but I am an expert in knowing what leadership looks like, and we definitely haven't seen it in terms of the provincial government stepping up to make schools safer. Everyone would be safer because there aren't really many students who would be eligible for the vaccine right now at all. But students and staff would be safer if the government staffed up and spread students out so that there were less close contacts.
And we're talking, of course, about vaccinations. And I noticed the other day that you yourself managed to score one of those wonderful vaccines. What was kind of the experience kind of like for you in terms of, you know, getting it booked, getting the shot done? What was kind of the experience like for you?
So the biggest relief was when I was able to book for my mom and her husband. They're in their mid-70s, late 70s now, I guess, technically. And like anyone who's in that age group, often have other complicating health factors. So that was the biggest relief. And that was, of course, incredibly stressful. The website kept crashing. But when I finally got those appointments booked and they were able to go in, I just thought, like, now I'm probably not going to tell my mom if I go see her. Even if we're visiting outside, there's always that risk in the back of your head. What if I picked up COVID? You know, my work has me seeing people on a regular basis. What if I bring something to the people I love? So I was just so relieved, first of all, when they got vaccinated, but then also when I became eligible and was able to get the vaccine. It's a huge relief and brings a lot of joy. I know we've been talking about the need for vaccines for over a year. When we went into lockdown at the very beginning, that's what everyone was hoping would be a light at the end of the tunnel, and to start to experience that a bit and see it becoming more accessible across the province is definitely good news. But I am well aware that there are so many Albertans who still don't have access to it, and that we still aren't at a point where children are able to get vaccinated. So we're, you know, there's still much more work to be done, but we're starting to see more progress, and I think that gives a lot of us hope.
And in terms of the shot that you received, any side effects you can tell us about? You know, maybe just need me a little tired for the next day or two, a sore arm, any kind of weird side effects for you?
So it's hard for me to discern what was, so I had a headache, and I had, I did have a sore arm when I tried to lay on that arm, but I had a headache, I was a little bit tired. But also, you know, we're getting thousands of emails about how terrible the curriculum is. Parents are reaching out to us to try to fight to make their schools safer. So it's been a very, very, very busy couple of weeks in the education file. So it's hard for me to decide if the headache was related to, you know, some of the stuff that was going on in the legislature and in life, or if it was related to the vaccine. But definitely nothing that lasted more than a couple of days. I think lots of water and trying to get rest when you can is always good advice, whether you've just had a shot or not. But, yeah, I feel great, and I'm just so excited to be able to start focusing on getting as many people vaccinated as possible and making our schools safer for everybody. This isn't something that's just good for the kids and the teachers who are in them. It's good for our broader community, because kids go home to people at the end of the day.
You know, hopefully the vaccines continue to work their way through. I know in my family, my dad, he's 65. He got his first shot a few weeks ago. My older brother, he's got a kind of a weird heart condition. He got his just the other day. I myself, I'm kind of left waiting with a lot of other people in the province, but hopefully sooner rather than later we can all get the vaccines and, you know, make things a lot safer out there. So with that in mind, NDP education critic Sarah Hoffman, thanks for joining us online here today.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for sharing about your dad and your brother, and yes, we hope you are able to get your shot soon too.